Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
The Anna and Raven Show.
I read this stat last night, Raven, and then I was a weirdo all day to everybody I encountered.
Oh, perfect.
I mean, I could not have been any creepier.
What was the stat?
It's Anna and Raven. Okay, brace yourself, because once I tell you,
all right,
it's going to be in your head all day long with everyone you encounter.
Ready? I seem to doubt it, but go for it.
A poll has said that the average American runs into or converses with up to 10 unapprehended murderers within their lifespan.
What?
That means that you could just be, I don't know, like me yesterday when I went to the dentist.
Right.
All of a sudden, the dental hygienist has their hands in my mouth.
And you're wondering.
And I'm thinking in my head, did he ever kill anyone?
Does he have anybody in his basement
right now?
And
he's the nicest, most gentle hygienist.
That's
in the
ones
world.
You got to look out for, though. That's the ones you got to look out for.
How do you even tell the difference if somebody you're running into is an unapprehended murderer or just like a normal person doing their job? And then I was like, up to 10 in a lifetime? That seems like a lot.
It seems like a high number, but what do you do about that? Do you just, you know, follow people around and collect their cigarette butts for DNA analysis? Or do you fingerprint your glasses in your house? That's a good idea, huh?
No, I think like what I was trying to figure out all throughout the day was, is it the people that you think are off that you assume that they're the ones that are probably murderers?
They're not the ones that make me nervous, man.
Well, see, like, that's what I was thinking.
No,
I go, maybe
not.
It's like the ones that are just really nice.
Yes. So the ones that are like quiet and like you think like, oh, they're just into electronics or something like that. You know, they probably, you know, enjoy video gaming and stuff like that. Those are the ones that you think to yourself, like, they're totally fine. Nope. Three people in the basement.
You think that if you have Pokemon Go on your phone.
I'm just saying that, you know, like somebody that's just they're analytical, they're kind of quiet, they seem nice enough, but they actually know something about everything. Like engineers is a good place to start. Look at engineers.
No, I think that it's like if you can look in the eyes.
Yeah.
And if you look into somebody's eyes.
Yes.
And you see something, there's something that just disturbs you a little bit.
Like what? Spot like, in the white of the eye?
I mean, there's certain people that have crazy eyes.
Bloodshot
those
eyes?
Those people can't really, they can't help it. They have crazy eyes. What, like
you're talking about like wide eyes, like this.
Yeah.
You know, like, if I gave you that.
You see some people that they got crazy eyes and they look into you and they like, it's like they're looking into your soul and you're like, you can't make eye contact because you're like, oh, this feels funny. But there's a difference between those people and the ones that almost got like a little twitch. And like when you look in their eyes, they look like, it's like they're looking through your skull.
Mm.
I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
I'm relatively certain my dental hygienist, not a murderer, very nice man.
But you really don't know because you're talking about up to 10.
Then I went to TJ Maxx and I was like, how can I tell with these masks? I can't. How are you ever going to be able to tell the murderers?
There's got to be one there because if you've ever tried to shop at TJ Maxx or Marshalls or anything like that, it's so disorganized that clearly somebody there has got something going on.
Possibly.
I can't believe it. 10 in a lifetime.
It's a lot, right?
Yeah.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.